Hello, this is DJ Freak, and welcome to Oval Hour, pulling the rad facts straight from the White House on Wednesdays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today, where we'll be discussing two presidents, Thomas Jefferson and Calvin Coolidge. Today, my guest is DJ Scout and her prospective student, Claire.
Hi, this is DJ Scout.
Hey, DJ Scout, how are you today?
I'm fantastic.
You went to the ILS thing, right, today?
I did. There was the ILS lecture with Kazuo Ishiguro, and he was fantastic.
What did he talk about? Like, what book? It's always about a book, right?
Yeah, The Buried Giant. He's a very old Japanese man, but he's got a very thick British accent, so it's kind of odd.
Ooh. I wish I should have gone. I thought about going. Sometimes I just...
It was a good lecture, because Dave Eggers was there.
Oh, yeah, and I remember the book, The Circle.
He said The Circle a few times, and I was really uncomfortable by it.
You're like, ooh.
I went and talked to him. He shook my hand. He held me. Held me really close. I was
like, really? He did?
Yeah, he's kind of a friendly guy. He's really nice.
Wait, did you get your book signed, though?
No, because I didn't have a pen, and I was really upset.
Ooh.
And he didn't either. He's like, oh, I will totally sign your book. Oh, no pen? Oh, I'm being taken away!
What? I thought he would have a pen. Most of the time they have a pen.
I know.
It's a little confused. That's kind of weird.
Let's talk to Claire. Claire, yeah. Hello.
Hi.
How are you today? You're a prospective student, right?
Yeah.
And this is the only school you applied to.
That is correct.
That's correct. Tell them where you're from.
I'm from Northern Michigan.
And tell them what you told me about Northern Michigan, because I thought Michigan was just all the same. Like, Michigan. I'm
Wait, from
there's
Michigan. A difference?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
So the South is, it's not as cold, but where I'm from, you get 6 to 8 feet of snow. And the lowest the temperature got was 20 below before wind chill.
That sounds really terrible.
Yep.
I don't.
So, are you a Michigan State fan?
Ooh.
No.
Good. Ooh.
I'm not either. I was so mad they won.
What are you then? What fan are you?
I don't follow college football.
That was basketball.
We're talking about basketball because they played Duke. No, they didn't play Duke.
Not Duke. It was Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
No, it wasn't Gonzaga. No. It was Louisville.
It's Louisville. They played Louisville.
And I had Louisville winning.
Oh,
so.
I did not. I definitely had Michigan State.
Did you really?
I think they're pretty good. Yeah, I had Michigan State. Ugh. Louisville, you know, they had the upper hand.
I know. So I
was
That's
like
why I wanted
underdog.
Them. I know.
No, you lost me at basketball.
We tried.
What about other sports? I mean, Michigan's known for some other sports, I'm sure. I don't really know. No. Michigan, no.
No.
Aren't they good at, like, football? Like, you know, the blue and gold, like, I see that once in a while, like, Michigan, yeah.
No.
They don't have a soccer team. they don't even have a hockey team.
No, they don't.
How could not have a hockey team?
They're so close to Canada.
Like, yeah, that's what they say about Washington. There's no real hockey team in Washington.
That's true.
They have the minor league team, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, I imagine you probably have, like, 1,000 minor league teams. Like,
yeah.
Do you see, like, a ton of people, like, play hockey? Is it, like, a thing? In Michigan or no?
No.
It's not? No. What sport do you play? Did they not? I think Michigan is one of the... Actually, I think Michigan is one of the states that doesn't have any professional sports.
They don't.
Well, oh, that's really sad. I didn't know that.
Well, I was looking it up the other day.
Maybe
I don't know why.
Trivia.
Woo! Trivia. Not about presidents, but like
we'll
sports.
We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Michigan.
There's a lot of ice fishing.
That could be competitive.
I had a girl come on my show, I think 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. She's from Michigan, actually. I don't remember where, but I'll find her. And I will tell her. Peyton Fredrickson.
Yeah,
we'll
be like, where are you? And we'll find her.
It's something you can whisper, and they'll hear you. It's a pretty small campus.
Okay. Yep.
They'll be like, oh, I listened today to your show, and...
Because we've got lots of listeners right now.
Yeah, we do. We're popping. Because we're about to talk about Thomas Jefferson, and they're uber excited, like, beyond excited. Woo! Thomas, TJ! I call him TJ. Remember, like, in class?
You didn't.
No, I did. In class, I called them by, like, cool names. Like, Ben Franklin was Ben F, and I was like, TJ was Thomas Jefferson, Alex Ham was Alex Hamilton.
Okay, that one's a cool one, though.
Like, I bet
that's what he went by. That's what he signed his name as, and they were like, no, you can't do that, Alex.
You have to, like, keep it real. No, I used to do that. So I used to, like, in class, sometimes it'd slip when I'm talking to my teacher and be like, yeah, TJ, Alex Ham. Like, yeah, totally. And then it was just always really awkward and stuff. But TJ, or Thomas Jefferson, I mean, whatever you want to go by, I'm pretty sure you probably went by TJ. It's a pretty cool name.
I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Was an American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and the third president of the United States. At the beginning of the American Revolution, he served in the Continental Congress, representing Virginia, and then served as a wartime governor of Virginia. He then began the U.S. United States minister to France, and later the first United States Secretary of State, serving under President George Washington.
So you're telling me he's not the same person as Benjamin Franklin?
No.
They're not the same person. So Ben Franklin was not a president.
Yeah. Doesn't everyone know that?
Well, you didn't know that? I think that's a trippy question. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe they were the same person all along and you just never knew.
I mean, maybe. I feel like they get very confused most of the time, like both of them.
I'm mostly joking, just by the way.
But I feel like people don't joke about that. You're just one of the people that does joke about it. But it's a real issue, like a complete issue, like straight up issue. So TJ oversaw the Louisiana Territory from France in 1803 and set out the Lewis and Clark Expedition in 1804 to 1806 and later three others to explore the New West. Jefferson doubled the size of the United States during his presidency. His second term was beset with troubles at home, such as the failed treason trial of the former Vice President Aaron Burr. When Britain threatened American shipping challenging in the U.S. neutrality during its war with Napoleon, he tried economic warfare with his embargo laws, which only impeded American foreign trade. In 1803, President Jefferson initiated a process of Indian tribe removal to the Louisiana Territory west of the Mississippi River, having open lands from eventual American settlers. In 1807, Jefferson drafted and signed into law a bill that banned slaves importation into the United States. A leader in enlightenment, Jefferson was a polymath in arts, science, and politics. He was a genius. Like,
did you know that if I could punch any historical figure of history, it would be Aaron Burr?
Aaron Burr. I thought you were going to see TJ.
TJ? No, no, no. I like TJ just fine. But if I could punch any historical figure, it would be Aaron Burr.
Why?
He was kind of awful. He was just an obnoxious little douche.
He definitely was.
I'm trying to get this working.
He definitely was.
Right? If you could punch any of them, wouldn't he be the one you'd punch?
I don't know. There's so many historical figures I want to punch. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'd want to punch, like, a really, really, really important, famous, like, person who was really, really nice.
Well, like, you don't want to punch Lincoln. He'd definitely, like, take your butt out.
Yeah, no, he was a good boxer and wrestler.
I know, I've heard that.
Yeah, he definitely, like, took someone
out. What do you think,
out.
Claire? Who would you punch in
who
history?
Who would you punch?
I don't know.
Like, anyone. It could
have
be...
You've thought about it at some point. Oh, you know what the other one is? It's Phyllis Schlafly.
Who's that?
She was the one who was the woman who was very anti-feminism. Did you never hear about her?
From what? Like what? Like ooh, when?
Early 1900s, I think. I think she lived way too long. So maybe she was like the 20s or 30s.
Damn.
Google this girl.
No, I definitely would punch Gandhi.
Oh, that little guy was asking for it. Did you ever see the movie Gandhi or Mahatma, whatever it was called?
It was called Gandhi, I'm pretty
sure. It was
sure.
called Gandhi, and he was like really obnoxious and British and just
there's nothing against Gandhi, like someone's gonna be like, why would you want to punch Gandhi? And I just like, I feel like I want to punch someone who's important, you know what I mean? Just someone very
like me?
I mean, I don't want to punch you, but like Gandhi, just think about it, like punching Gandhi, like who can say that, like I punched Gandhi, like why? They'd be like, why'd you do that, Lexi? And be like, well, I wanted to punch Gandhi.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who can say they've punched Gandhi.
What is... It's from a movie, though. Like, what movie is that?
I have no idea.
I think it was This Is the End, but I'm not quite sure.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah,
that
he's all like, I would punch Gandhi.
I think you're
no,
right.
No, it's Fight Club. No.
It's not Fight Club. No. I just watched that one.
What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about it.
It's also the second rule, but... Is it really the second rule? Because the first rule is not to talk about it, which means the second rule.
You've already broken it, you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely, definitely not supposed to be talking about.
I do love that movie, though. I had a girl on the other week who we talked about that movie for a while. Just the movie, though. We didn't talk about Fight Club. We don't talk about Fight Club.
I actually love Fight Club, like, with a passion.
Like, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
You've never seen
okay,
it.
Okay, don't talk about Fight Club. The reason you don't talk about Fight Club is you don't want to spoil it for anybody.
You don't.
If you haven't seen it, you don't spoil it for them. Yeah. So you don't talk about Fight Club.
I, like, absolutely love Fight Club. Like, I have a poster in my room of the rules, and I also am getting a Tyler Durden watercolor, which is so exciting.
What do you mean a Tyler Durden watercolor?
It's, like, it's a portrait, an actual portrait of him in watercolors. It's really cool.
That sounds beautiful.
And I can't wait until I get it. I ordered it in the mail, and it'll be, like, here in 2 weeks because I don't want to pay that extra thing. Well, we should probably get on topic of Thomas Jefferson. I mean, Fight Club's pretty cool.
Of course.
But Jefferson was keenly interested in science, inventions, architecture, religion, and philosophy. He was an active member and eventual president of the American Philosophy Society. He was conversed in French, Greek, Italian, Latin, and Spanish, and studied other languages. Which means he basically can speak every language almost. Like, that's pretty impressive. As long as he lived, Jefferson expressed opposition to slavery. Yet, he owned hundreds of slaves and freed only a few of them. Historians generally believe that after the death of his wife, Jefferson had a long-term relationship with a slave, Sally Hemings, and fathered some or all of her children. Although criticized by many present-day scholars over the issues of racism and slavery, Jefferson is consistently rated as one of the greatest U.S. presidents. I like to say, basically every time I look up a president, the majority of the time it says, top 10 best presidents. Like, it always says that.
I mean, if you, what is this, your fifth show, right? Six?
Is fifth, I believe?
So that would mean if you talked about two presidents per show.
That's 10.
That's 10. So maybe you just happened to click on
The first 10.
Those 10.
Like, I mean, I've done some pretty good presidents. I did Bill Clinton, though.
I mean, are you saying he's not in the top 10?
How many
of them were awesome saxophone players?
He was number one in my heart.
Oh, yeah. What was he? Number 41 on the list. Number one in my heart.
Number one in my heart. Well, I have some facts about Thomas Jefferson. And this is always my favorite part, finding facts. Because you can find the strangest things. And sometimes they're just boring. Like, completely boring. Like, sometimes they're like...
Like the hat sizes?
I don't know, that's kind of fun. You're like, why do I need to know this? Like, is it really that relevant? Like, important whatsoever?
If you really wanted to reenact him and be him now, you gotta make sure you got the hat size right as well.
Exactly. It's that commercial with the little kid. And she's like, Mom, I need a costume. And, like, the woman goes, I think it's like a Chase commercial. It's like one of those priceless ones, like... This costs this much, but like...
Is that Chase? I don't think that's Chase.
It's not Chase.
Visa?
It might be Visa.
I think it is Visa. They're always talking about those priceless moments.
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea.
I think it might be Visa. And like the girl dresses up as like TJ or... I think it was TJ. I'm not... Maybe... No, it's I think it's Abraham Lincoln because that makes more sense. I feel like she had a top hat. But she like was decked out and then like... It was like... Your child's expression or whatever costume. Priceless.
That sounds like anyone's commercial. Parents, like, actually, like, last minute go out and find you, like, a super expensive costume?
No.
I mean, I would make a really cheap Abraham Lincoln costume.
It was cheap, and that was the point. But it was really cool and really, like, she looked really cool. I don't know. It's hard to, like, you have to see the commercial. I think it's absolutely hilarious because this girl's all like, hey, Mom, I need some help. Like, give me
Why did she sound like a man?
She obviously sounded like a man.
She really wanted to be Abe Lincoln. Don't crush her dreams.
She wanted to get the voice down. I imagine a very high
Full
voice.
School, 20 years ago.
Okay, we got to Thomas Jefferson today. Did you know he really, really liked books?
No, you're kidding. The polyglot?
No way.
The polyglot really liked books.
And...
The bibliophile.
The third president, after his retirement, sold his library of 6,500 volumes to the Library of Congress after it was ransacked by the British. Jefferson needed the cash to pay off debt, but he started buying more books. He, quote, I can't live without books, he told J. Adams. That's John Adams. I like to call him J. Adams. He sounds cooler. JQA is obviously John Quincy Adams. Also, Jefferson was an architect. He designed the route for the University of Virginia, his own home at the Monticello, and the Virginia State Capitol in Richmond. So basically, he was an architect as well. Like, I didn't see that one coming. Like,
who knew?
Who knew? Oh, guess what? He was also a food lover.
No.
On his return from France, Jefferson brought his love of the nation's cuisine back with him. That's pretty cool. He liked French cuisine. Who isn't a food lover? That's the thing, though.
Stew doesn't like food.
Are you sure about that? Like,
he just doesn't like food.
I'm not a super food fan either.
You just don't like... What does that mean?
What does that mean, you don't like food?
You don't like food.
I'm just, like, super picky.
I mean, I'm super picky, but I still enjoy eating food.
Like, I love food.
Pizza.
Stu's favorite food is Fig Newtons.
Those are pretty...
Fig Newtons are disgusting.
But it's the only food... Like, we asked him, Stu, what's your favorite food? He says, I just told you guys, I don't like food. So you gotta have a favorite, though. And he goes, you know what? Fig Newtons.
Newtons. Do you think he liked wine? Because Jefferson was a wine snob.
I bet.
He brought his love of French wine back to America. He had two vineyards at Monticello, which he apparently used to experiment with, and acknowledged as a great wine expert of early America, he sought to promote wine as an alternative to whiskey and cider. That's so elegant and like I'm going to do some math and science while I drink some nice wine.
No more shots of whiskey. You do shots of wine. Si se puede.
Si se puede. He was also an astronomer. Oh, God.
What didn't he do?
Exactly.
What a man of virtues.
TJ. He loved stargazing almost as much as he liked books.
I thought you were going to say he loved stargazing almost as much as his slave.
Oh, that would have been awful. No, as much as he liked books. He made sure astronomy was taught at the University of Virginia and designed what may have been the first observatory in the United States.
Wow, really?
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know that. That's really cool. Bringing his architecture and his books and his
wine and his love of food. He was also a musician. Who knew that?
What did he play?
I
do love those band kids.
Yeah.
Did he play the triangle?
No.
Okay, good.
He took violin lessons as a child and played the violin as he courted his future wife.
Aww. Wait, the future wife isn't the slave or the actual
wife.
Oh, good. Just making sure.
Yeah, he spent considerable time studying the violin as an instrument, but by 1778, he complained about music being played in New York, the New World, as being in a state of deplorable barbarism. Barbarism.
Good.
So obviously he's into his classic music. It's kind of weird. I feel like the music didn't change that much. Like, wow.
Between 1768 and 1778.
Maybe. I mean, we're pretty picky nowadays. Like, I'll be like,
what if it changed a lot?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I think about how much music's changed since the 90s.
It could have been like Blink 182 versus like Backstreet Boys.
You can't compare them.
I know, exactly. Maybe that's how he felt with 1978 versus 68.
I guess. It's like when I want to listen to Cat Stevens.
I do love Cat Stevens.
And everyone's just like, who's Cat Stevens? And I'm like...
No one says that.
Taylor, I like to think we don't live in a world of ignorance, but
we do.
Who
doesn't know who Cat Stevens is?
Do you know who Cat Stevens is, Claire?
No.
Let's learn... For the break, we're going to listen to some Cat Stevens.
We are going to listen to
Can we listen to the If You Want to Be Free, Be Free?
I like Peace Train.
You want...
Or Where Do the Children Play?
Can we do...
Well, we can do...
That's the most famous one. No. If you listen to it, it's a really good song.
It's good.
Who writes a song called Where Do the Children Play? Like, why do you want to know?
He's a fantastic artist.
Like, Here Comes My Baby. Here Comes My Baby.
Oh, yeah. We can listen to that one.
Here we come.
Can we listen to that one?
We are going to hear that during the break. All
right. Anyway, back to the trivia.
We're about to do trivia. But I mean, I'm so excited for this break, so I feel like we should do a break before
we'll
we do
the
trivia.
Break. All right, let's do it.
We'll do it. And this is DJ Freak at Oval Hour, and this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. My guests today are DJ Scout and Claire.
Woo!
And after the break, we're going to get into some trivia, and Claire's going to get down with this trivia. And DJ Scout, you can join in, too.
I usually get the questions wrong.
No,
I didn't get one question right last time.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
Wow, okay.
I got a very shocking question wrong earlier.
You did? What was it?
The one about Teddy Roosevelt. Peace Prize.
Oh, yeah. We were reading them beforehand. I, like, know the answers to them just so I am ahead of time. Well, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back. Hello, this is DJ Freak with my guest DJ Scout and Claire. This is Oval Hour, and this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, we were talking about TJ, Thomas Jefferson. He's a homie president. He, like, basically knows everything. He knows every language, almost. He's good at science and math and philosophy. He's, like, the perfect president.
Don't forget, he was good at architecture, too.
Oh, God, we don't... And he loved books.
He loved books.
He absolutely loved Brooks. Not Brooks. Not Brooks. I mean, who doesn't love Brooks? They also... Brooks is on the LAX team, and he's a goalie. And this week, they're playing Cal Berkeley. So come out. It's 7 o'clock at Memorial Stadium.
Cheer for Brooks.
Yeah. The LAX, the Dominican LAX Penguins are out. They're Pangs.
As they call themselves, the Stanky Pangs.
The Stanky Pangs are going out. Well, we're going to do some trivia. And after trivia, we're going to talk about the next president. But Claire, are you ready to do some trivia? Also, DJ Scout. I'm going to go Claire, and then I'm going to ask Claire the question. If she can't answer it, then I'm going to turn it over to you and see if you can answer it.
Sounds like a party.
That sounds like a party. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
For the first one. Which president had an alligator as a pet?
Quincy
Adams. I didn't even give you multiple choice. You were just like, boom, Quincy Adams. Like, you just knew. That's pretty intense.
Is it my turn?
I just really like alligators.
It's like I know every fact about alligators. Just take that, Lexi. You should know that. That's scary. Straight up scary, but Taylor's next. Are
Let's
you ready?
Do it.
Which president served the shortest term?
Harrison.
Oh my God, you guys. This is the best day ever. You guys actually know the answers. That's so...
That's all I'm going
to Okay, we're moving on to Claire now.
Okay.
Are you ready, Claire?
Yes.
Who was the oldest president to be elected? Can you do this without any help? Because you did it last time, and you're like, boom. I can help you.
Give me some answers.
Okay.
I got excited.
Zachary Taylor, William Harrison, Ronald Reagan, General Ford.
I want to say it's Reagan.
You're right. It's Reagan. Okay. Dude, this is good. This is going well.
I'm going to screw this up. Don't worry.
No, you won't. Who was the youngest president to
John
be
F. Kennedy.
Oh my God, you guys were doing so well. This is awesome. Okay. Who was the shortest president, Claire?
Oh my God. I have maybe some options.
Benjamin Harris? Martin Van Buren? James Madison? JQA?
I feel like it's Van Buren.
No. Way to go. Okay, Taylor.
Would you say the other options again?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, man.
Benjamin Harrison, Martin Van Buren, James Madison, JQA.
I'm going to go with James Madison.
That's right.
What up?
Now it goes back to Taylor because you messed up.
It's my question, yeah. Though.
The term First Lady was first used in reference to which presidential wife?
Wait, okay, I totally know her first name's Dolly, but last name is...
It's slipping you right now?
Give me a sec. Washington. Because Adams, Jefferson. Madison.
Yes.
It is Madison again. Right?
You said in the song. That's so adorable.
I knew it was the fourth president.
That's beautiful. This term was first used in 1849 by Zachary Taylor at the state funeral of Dolly Madison. The term was later popularized in 1877 when the title was given to Lucy War Webb Hayes. So it's kind of a little sad. If
yeah,
you
that's
think about
a
it,
little bit sad.
That's a little little depressing, but, you know.
All
okay,
right.
Are you ready, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
You messed up, but I have redemption.
I'm probably going to start messing up a lot.
Okay. Which president was born on July 4th? Can you do this on
Give
your
me
own?
A list.
Fine. John Quincy Adams, JQA.
Mm-hmm.
General Ford, Lyndon B. Johnson, Calvin Coolidge.
What's the first one?
JQA.
Isn't it him? No, I think I'm wrong.
All right. Think about it a little longer. I believe in you.
I believe that we can win.
I believe we will win. I believe in you. Just guess. It's no big deal.
I'm going to go with JQA.
No, it's wrong. Get out of here. Okay, Taylor, it's your turn.
You want to give me the question and the answers again? Because I thought she was going to get it.
Which president was born on July 4th? JQA, General Ford, Lyndon B. Johnson, Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge?
Yep. All right, calm down.
I got really excited.
She got a little too excited.
You can see that.
Yeah, no way. Okay. Who said we grow great by dreams? All men are dreamers. We grow great by dreams. All big men are dreamers.
You want to give me the
no? Yeah, yeah. Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant.
I'm going to go with Grant.
No.
It wasn't him?
No.
I tried.
What was the first one?
Woodrow Wilson. Was it? It doesn't sound confident.
I'm not confident.
You should be confident always. Remember, we grow great by dreams. All big men are dreamers.
I think Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, that's right.
So weren't we talking about how it's weird that his first name's Woodrow and someone told you his first name was originally Thomas earlier?
Yeah, that was confusing. I was, like, looking at these answers and I'm like, what? Thomas? Woodrow? And I couldn't really remember what his real name was, and it bothered me a lot. And I kind of want to name my kid Woodrow because no one really probably has a kid named Woodrow anymore. Like, maybe during his time when he was president.
Are you going to nickname him Woody?
Maybe.
Don't do that.
Woody Allen? Do you think, is Woody Allen's real name Woodrow?
No, his name isn't even Woody, I don't think.
I think it's just like a nickname for him, probably most likely.
I feel like you're just setting up your kid to get picked on.
No, Woodrow sounds fun. It's like, hey, Woodrow, come here. Woodrow. No one, like, if you're in class, no one's going to have that name.
Imagine you're back in kindergarten, 5 years old, and you start calling this kid Wood.
Wood, come here.
It's like in the episode of Seinfeld where he wanted to name his kid Seven.
Seven.
I knew a kid named Seven, and I said to him, hey, did your parents really like Seinfeld? And he goes, what? I'm like, what do you mean?
Seven.
I'm pretty sure your parents named you after the Seinfeld episode.
Like, why else? Isn't there a famous person who named their kid after a number two?
I don't know.
What? I think there is. I feel like it's like 23. It's like Kobe Bryant's number. That's Kobe Bryant's number, right?
Mm-hmm. That's...
No?
I think it is.
I know people that named their kid Tuesday.
That's weird.
Wait, it's because they don't want to do Wednesday.
There was a book called, like...
Tuesday's Child.
Tuesday's Child? I thought it was about, like, Wednesday. I thought her name was Wednesday or something like
Wednesday,
that.
Wednesday, the Addams Family?
Yeah, no, but there was a book, so it wasn't Wednesday. It had to be, like, Tuesday or Monday, you know. Ooh. The best
no
day.
One likes Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, happy days. Wednesday, Thursday, happy days. Friday, happy days.
No?
You don't know that song?
Let's just go to the next trivia.
I'm just judging you for saying that.
What? Singing that song?
Monday and Tuesday are not happy days.
Wednesday, Thursday, happy days.
Thursday, Friday. Hey! All of the days are happy. So that's the point. Okay, we're going to do one more.
Just one more,
because we're going to do trivia after we talk about Calvin Coolidge.
Okay.
You need to calm down. You need to cool.
Cool. Boy. Crazy boy.
Okay, we got to stop cool doing that.
Boy.
Okay, are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think it's you, Claire.
Yeah.
Okay. Because she got it wrong, and then I moved over to you.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
I think so. Here's another quote, because I really like these. Who is credited for this famous quote? A man is known by the company he keeps, and also by the company from which he is kept out. Ronald Reagan, T.R., Harry S. Truman, Grover Cleveland.
That kind of sounds like a T.R. quote.
No, you're wrong. We're moving to Taylor.
What up?
Do you remember what I said?
Yes. I'm going to go with...
Yes.
Cleveland. Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland. That's right. You got it right. I'm really proud of you. Okay, calm down. You just got a trivia question right. Like, you guys did really well in that trivia. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes the people, like, suffer through the trivia, and it's really, really sad. Like,
I didn't get any questions last time I did it.
Like, I don't remember that. I think those were really hard questions, though.
You gave me really hard ones. And then the other person got really easy questions, like... What was Harry S. Truman's middle name?
Nothing.
Like, it's right there. You just said it. S.
S. S. It didn't even mean anything.
S. S. Baby.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Coolidge. Are you ready?
His
real name was John Calvin Coolidge, Jr. This seems to be a trend in presidents. They don't really, like, go by their real name or anything. Or they get, like, it changed and stuff. So So his real name was John Calvin Coolidge Jr., and he was the 30th U.S. president, led the nation through most of the roaring 20s, a decade of dynamic social and cultural change, materialism, and excess. He took office on August 3rd, 1923, following the sudden death of President Warren G. Harding, whose administration was riddled with scandal. Nicknamed Silent Cal for his quiet, steadfast, and frugal nature, Coolidge, a former Republican governor of Massachusetts, cleaned up the rampant corruption of the Harding administration and provided a mobile stability and respectability for the American people in an era of fast-paced monetarism, modernization. He was a pro-business conservative who favored tax cuts and limited government spending. Yet some of his laissez-faire policies also contributed to the economic problems that erupted into the Great Depression. I remember learning about him, but I really only remember learning about Silent Cal.
That's all I learned in my class too.
I was like, Silent Cal. We watched this like movie.
Was it like a black and white horrible documentary that no one paid attention to?
Well, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good documentary, but I think we're thinking the same thing.
I think we are.
It was like about two presidents. It wasn't just because it was like Calvin was silent and then they made fun of him for it. So then the next president was like, ooh. But then like the president before did such a bad job that like Calvin was like, boom, boom, like take that. Like,
I think we watched the same documentary. I watched it in like eighth grade, I think.
I definitely watched it my junior year in my class. I watched a lot of documentaries in that class.
My eighth grade, I watched a lot.
Did you watch the Lewis and Clark one?
Yeah.
That by Ken Burns.
No, you know what? I watched that on my own time.
That is in ninth grade. So good. They play Shenandoah in that. Have you listened? Shenandoah is beautiful.
We played that in band my senior year. I
can't.
Oh, maybe that's our next break song.
Ooh, that's a really good song. I actually think I have that. Oh, this is not my computer. My computer broke. I was going to be like, I have it on my computer. But
well, we can just open it tonight.
We will. YouTube. It's so beautiful. It is beautiful beyond beautiful. But, I mean, Calvin was known for other things besides being silent out of his mind. He had some cool facts. I actually found this fact earlier. It is the weirdest fact I have ever actually read, like straight up read. Okay, I didn't fact check it. I should have, and I thought about it, but I was all like, if I fact check it and I figure out that it's not real, I'm going to be really depressed and I can't say it on radio because I don't want to lie to people if I know the actual like reasoning behind it and whether it was true. So I was just like, I'm just gonna leave it and say it on live.
I would be more disturbed if I find out that this is like a legit fact.
So like, it's just up to you. So are you ready for the weirdest fact I've ever seen?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Calvin Coolidge loved having his head rubbed with Vaseline while he ate breakfast in bed. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, who was like, I'm going to make this a fun fact about Calvin Coolidge. He absolutely loves being rubbed with Vaseline on his head. It doesn't make any sense. But I think it's pretty funny. Like,
I don't know. I think that recording I showed you of the phone call with Lyndon B. Johnson might be weirder than that.
Oh yeah, I haven't talked about him yet. So
you should bring that recording on when you do.
I really do. I think it'll be perfect for it. It's like some strange things, and it's gonna be.
But it's perfect for your show.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
But you said he wasn't bald, right?
I mean,
how do you put Vaseline on a not bald head?
It's like, it just gets stuck in your hair. Do you enjoy the feeling of hair just getting, like, stuck to your, like, white?
Oh, God, that sounds
just,
awful.
Just, like, sit there, eat your pancakes, and have, like, some strangers, like, rub Vaseline into your hair.
I mean, he obviously was a weird dude. So he was called Silent Cal. Normally, like, the silent ones are a little, you know, they're a little off. But, I mean, how did you know he enjoyed eating pancakes? It's one of his facts that he...
Wait, is that one of the facts on there? Yeah. You're joking. It's like
Calvin
the next
Coolidge
fact
enjoys
like.
Eating pancakes.
Can I see your paper? That's a lie.
No, I'm not lying. Look at it.
Sometimes on Saturday morning, you just gotta sit really back in bed, eat some pancakes, and have
but
your wife rub some Vaseline.
Let's remember,
in
like, I get these facts, and some of them, like, I double check and make sure are right, but sometimes I just I think they're so ridiculous that I don't need to look them up because they're just so ridiculous. Why would you put that as a fact?
That is a ridiculous fact to have on here. She is not lying.
I'm not lying.
Let's hear some more facts.
It's so weird. Okay. Besides that he enjoyed eating pancakes, he was the last president to never fly in a plane. He also never owned a car. That's pretty cool.
Imagine he like rickshawed everywhere.
No. Okay. I just imagine he just like teleported.
Levitated.
Places.
He disapparated.
Yes.
Like they do in Harry Potter, you know?
That's exactly. He was like, flu powder, powder, flu powder.
No, disapparating. The one where they just like spin and do the weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, not flu powder power.
Not flu powder power. Flu powder power.
Yeah. Too bad. He was also the last president to spend hours greeting and shaking hands of people touring the White House. I think that's kind of weird.
That's kind of sad.
It's like
a long time ago.
I mean, if Obama had to do that now, like it'd take forever.
But imagine if you're that person that got to take the tour and shake Obama's hand. Like you go there and you get to meet the president.
That's true. That's true. Very true. But I mean, that would take forever. And I don't know if I'd.
My president has better things to do than shake my hand.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Maybe.
I mean, what has he productively done lately?
Give me a sec.
I mean, Calvin Coolidge, though, man, guys. He was the first president to have his inaugural heard on the radio and the first president to make a radio broadcast.
Do you think it was broadcasted on radio.dominican.edu with Penguin Radio?
I think so, right?
Probably. I think I was there. You were there.
I was there for sure. Like, the Roaring Twenties were my time. I loved
We were
jazz.
Great flappers.
We were.
We had our hair cut short and we did the little dance.
We're like, ooh, flappers. Oh, I kind of want to watch.
You could have seen the dance she just did when she said that.
It would have been worse if I was standing up. I'm going to tell you that.
It would have been amazing. Let's be honest.
Lexi knows I'm a great dancer.
Yeah. We know we're both pretty good dancers.
Freaky freak.
Yeah. Yeah. Freak freak. DJ freak. I mean, I have to be a freak at dancing or something. Well, Calvin Coolidge was the first inaugural ceremony to be broadcasted on radio, and his 41-minute speech was broadcast by 25 radio stations. Maybe one of them was radio.dominican.edu. Probably not, though. And it was heard by over 22 million people.
Count it, two people.
Just two people. That'd be so sad.
One really wanted to hear Silent Cal's only speech.
Yeah. Called Silent Cal. Coolidge was once challenged by a reporter saying, I bet someone that I could get more than two words out of you. And Coolidge responded, you lose. He was a funny guy, obviously.
That's a silly little guy.
We don't give him enough credit for being a funny dude. Like, straight up funny. He was an awesome dude. Okay, so let's keep going with these facts. There's some weird facts in here. Like,
rad facts straight from the White House.
I mean, rad always. He liked horseback riding, but went from real horses to a mechanical horse. I kind of want to, like, research that more, and I wish I had, like, done that, because that just sounds really weird. Like, I went from a real horse to a mechanical horse. What does that mean? Was he, like, a bull rider?
Was that, like, the start of, like, mechanical bull riding?
I have no clue.
He got tired of Woody and just needed a Steely.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
Wood wasn't hard enough for him?
Probably. Okay, this is also the other thing I remember about learning Calvin Coolidge in class. Besides that, he was named Silent Cal. But I remember his phrase for his 1924 election. Do you guys remember it?
No.
Wait.
Come on.
It was actually a popular one.
It was a play on his name.
Keep cool with cool.
Yeah, that's what it is. I remember that was in the video that we watched.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, not that Coolidge is not weird enough. He spent 10 hours a day sleeping. He refused to use a telephone for presidential business while in office. Like, that's just weird. Like, yo, I ain't gonna do that. No. Nah.
You're the president. Like, most people didn't even have telephones, and you're not even gonna use it for official business?
Nah.
How did he talk to people?
He was too cool for that. Way too cool
for that. Way too cool.
Like Coolidge. Yeah, he kept cool with himself.
Boy.
Okay, he had weird animals. The Calvin family. Coolidge family had two pet raccoons. They were named Rebecca and Reuben. They stayed in an outdoor shed at night, and sometimes they would roam the White House during the day. They also had several dogs. They had a dog named Palo Alto, King Cole, that's kind of cool, Blackberry, Ruff, and Ruby. He also had Boston Beans, Rob Roy, Prudence,
Prim, are these all dogs?
And Bessie, yeah. They had a lot of dogs.
Wow, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. They had bulldogs, chows, collies, sheepdogs, bird dogs, a terrier, chlamydia. Oh, God.
This is my pet chlamydia.
No. Chlamydia Jane. That's just a weird name. Peter Pan. Their terrier was named Peter Pan. That's kind of cool, though.
That's adorable.
Eaglehurst Gillett. Gillette. No, I think it's Gillette. Like Gillette Fusion.
Like, that's immediately what I thought of, just so you know.
Good. It's weird that he had so many dogs that are all named really, really weird names. Like, yeah. I mean, maybe Ruby and Ruff and
Blackberry. See, I bet what happens is, like, the kids say, Daddy, Daddy, we got a new dog. You want to name it? And then he looks at it very seriously and angrily, and he goes,
Let me smell it. Chlamydia be thy name.
It was Chlamydia Jane. So that's actually wrong.
I thought it was close.
Okay, he was also the first president to see talking movies in the White House. That's pretty cool. He lit the first natural Christmas tree on the White House lawn in 1923. That's pretty cool, too. He's a pretty cool dude, considering he keeps saying cool.
Yeah, and considering his last name is Coolidge.
He keeps cool. Keep cool with Coolidge. Like, that's a cool, like, phrase going on.
That sounds like
on.
Something that someone at our school would use as running for ASDU, you know?
Keep cool with, I'm thinking about who's running.
I know.
When do we need to vote for that, ASDU?
Oh, there's that guy, Sal, who wants to take a selfie.
Take a selfie, poster. Yes.
Ooh, you don't even go here and you know more than I know. I know, like, Alex Herrera is going for director of communications.
So is Sal.
So is Sal. Who else is running? Lawrence is running for representative for junior class?
I think you're right. And so is Monica.
So is Monica. Monica and put then, up a post at Cal Reagan and it looks like she's lost.
Yeah. And then she does look like a lost child.
Sandy's going for sophomore representative.
Is she really?
Yeah, it was on her door. It was a pretty good
sign.
Like
Sandra?
Sandra.
Marian?
Yeah, Marian.
She thinks it's Marian, so.
Well, it's her name, so she can think what she wants.
Exactly.
Who else? I can't, think of it.
I can think of a couple, I think. Serena and Drew are both running for VP.
Oh, yeah. Drew kept telling me about that.
But I think I'm going to vote for Serena. Oh. Okay. We can't talk about our votes, though.
Yeah, we don't know. Well,
the opinions discussed on this radio station do not reflect the opinions of all of Penguin Radio.
At radio.dominion.edu. Well, we're going to take a break now that we've gone through Calvin Coolidge and all the cool facts. And after the break, we'll do some more trivia. And right now, we're going to listen to some good songs. Like, Shenandoah is so good. It's actually the Jefferson theme song, like, during the movie, or during the documentary by Ken Burns, like, when Jefferson comes out. So it's a pretty good song. And this is Oval Hour DJ Freak with my guests Claire and DJ Scout. And you're going to enjoy this song, I promise. Thank you.
stand so tall. I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight. Everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe. No, I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up, deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I cry. Behind these hazel eyes. I told you everything. Opened up and let you in. You made me feel alright. For once in my life. Now all that's left of me is what I pretend to be. So together but so broken up inside. Cause I can't breathe. No, I can't sleep.
Hey, this is DJ Freak at Oval Hour. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. My guests today are DJ Scout and Claire. Before the break, we were talking about Calvin Coolidge, and we kept talking about how cool he is. And now we're going to do some trivia. And this is the best trivia. You guys, you guys are really good at it. And normally, people are pretty... And these are harder questions than, like, normal. Like, sometimes it's really just depends on, like, how I'm feeling normally when I pick the trivia out. But sometimes the trivia is, like, kids trivia. I'm like, oh, keep it simple, you know. Don't want to be too hard.
Like, which president wore the top hat? I swear, that was a question that the other girl got last time.
Yeah, that one time was, like, easy questions. And
just for her, though. I got hard ones.
Now they're a little more, like, detailed and, you know, I had to, like, who's the first president? Like, yeah, it's a little iffy. Like, who played the sax? Like, those are kind of fun. So we're going to start with Taylor this time in trivia, okay. Because we started with Claire. So, you know, we got to be fair around here, you know.
Ended with Claire, you mean?
Yeah. Well, we started and ended with Claire.
Yeah, we did.
That's pretty cool. So are you ready?
Coolidge cool. Yeah, let's do it.
Which president had the most children? You
want to list me them? Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I don't really, but I guess I will. Okay.
Thanks, bro.
T.R., Benjamin Harris, John Taylor, Tyler. I want to say Taylor. John Tyler, Rutherford B. Hayes.
I'm going to go with Tyler.
Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it right?
He had 50 children. 15. 15.
I was like, what the fuck? Going on here?
Yeah. Definitely no. He definitely didn't have 50 children. I met 15 children from two separate marriages, fathering his last child when he was 17 years old, just 2 years before his death.
Didn't Charlie Chaplin father his last kid at like 90 something?
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, we're going to turn it over to Claire. This is good, guys. We're starting off strong. Very strong. Who was the only unmarried president? Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, James Polk, James Buchanan. I believe in you.
That makes one of us. James Buchanan.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I only know that one because he's the one with the weird name. And as a kid, I was like,
how
wait,
was
he's
like
not married?
Daisy Buchanan from Great Gatsby. When
oh,
like,
my God.
Buchanan.
Insane. Yeah.
See, but I was really young. I had this little kid's almanac.
Her husband was a player.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to turn over to Taylor.
That's funny. I like that way of thinking.
Who was referred to as the Teflon president?
Reagan.
Yeah. Boom. You're like, boom, I know that.
I knew that one.
He earned his nickname due to his ability to avoid blame during scandals. It sounds about right for Reagan.
He was a beautiful man.
I guess.
Maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
I'm turning over to Claire. Are you ready, Claire?
I'm so ready.
Only one vice president served as president due to a resignation. Who was he?
Oh, God. give me the options.
Are you sure?
Okay. You know this one.
Calvin Coolidge, Chester A. Arthur, Lyndon B. Johnson, General Ford.
Is it Lyndon B. Johnson?
Oh my god.
Or is it Ford? I don't know.
You have to pick one. You can't pick both.
I feel like your reaction when I said Lyndon B. Johnson is wrong.
But you still have to pick one.
Okay, I'm going
to
go with that one.
It's wrong.
Is it Ford?
It's Ford. Ford was appointed vice president when Anew resigned. He was the first person ever to be appointed to vice presidency. He later became president when Richard Nixon resigned his office on August 9th, 1974. That's kind of a cool fact to know. Because, like,
pulling the rad facts straight from the White House.
You're just gonna keep doing that.
You know what's crazy, though? That Nixon ran for president quite a few times.
Nixon.
And then he just, like, he effed it all up.
I'm gonna
like,
take
you're
over
barely an officer, you just screw yourself over.
Yeah. Poor Nixon. But let's be realistic, a lot of people probably had scandals, and that was just the first time that it came out. His tapes are coming out. We talked about it last time. Then his tapes are coming out.
And it sounds like something from a horror film.
I'm very excited as a geek nerd of history presidents. I really want to listen to his tapes.
I do too. I'm going to be honest with you, but can we listen to it together? Like a movie coming out that we've been waiting for.
Ooh.
Like waiting for the new Avengers movie, but really we're just listening to the Nixon tapes.
Yeah, that's totally.
Except we're totally
going to
watch
though.
The Avengers movie together, right?
Yeah, of course. Why would I not?
Exactly.
Okay, it's your turn, and I want to end with this one.
I'm going to get it wrong. Can we end on a good note? Leave it
yeah,
at
no,
that.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a good note.
Choose a really easy question,
really?
Who played the saxophone?
Which president played saxophone in the high school jazz trio?
Bill Clinton!
Oh, how did you know that was the question?
Because I listen to him play it all the time. Can we, like, close out of the show with that? With Bill Clinton playing the saxophone?
I think we can do that, because why would...
Why wouldn't we? Just leave it for, like, the last minute of the show, or an extra minute of recording, just like so that people can know that Bill Clinton played the saxophone, and it was good.
Yeah, he was good at it.
He rocked it. Like, savage. That is how I describe his sax playing. It was savage.
It was...
Saxage. Let's not say that.
No.
But then I didn't say that.
Yeah, no. That was rewind. I don't even know what happened. Like,
what?
What
nothing
happened. He has so many. Like, I have to choose one. Like, which one should I choose?
This is the one I usually use.
Okay, well, this is Penguin Radio, Radio Dominican, and this is the end of Oval Hour. And my guests today were DJ Scout and Claire. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
And I really enjoyed talking about the presidents with you. It was loads of fun.
I'm always here for you, babe.
Thank you.
I love the presidents.
I'm just here until tomorrow.
Honesty. Well,
the best policy.
We're going to close with some Bill Clinton. He is awesome. And this is going to be amazing. Amazing thing.